We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning the two dots on bottom of Yudalad Amud Aleph. In our Mishnah, two cases of being, they allowed to burn something together with the other thing. One's Kachem, one's Shuma, allowed to burn it together, even though it'd be Mice of Tumah. So the first case was, the Chiddush was, something that's a Shlishi, you're allowed to burn with something that's a Rishon, even though that piece of Basar is becoming a Sheni. We learned something there at bottom, but it's becoming a Sheni, so you're being Mice of Tumah. Rabbi Kiva says something more. Hoisif Rabbi Kiva, you took a rishon, which was a ner, which was tamei from a tamei mace. So the tamei mace is the avat tumah, the ner is a rishon, and you burnt with it truma that was a tol yom, which is shlishi. So you burnt shlishi together with a rishon. So it becomes a shiny. So chare, the Mar's kasha would be a simple question. The chare, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva? What's the hoisif of Rabbi Kiva? Mechti shemin shenifsom tol yom may hava, it's a shlishi. When you put it into a candle that's tamei from a tamei mace, which makes it a reshine, and the ner is a reshine, and you put the shemen in, it becomes a shiny. So you're thinking, taking a shlishi, make it into a shiny. My have a shiny, my kamash v'lon, shlishi, mutala seise, shiny, hainuach. It's the same thing. Same thing like the resha. You're going to ask me, it's not the same thing. Before, it's only the rabbanon becoming a shiny. Here is the raisa. So the Baram Taisus asks his kash. He says, "We're going to the two man the Yomrim hold the Raisa Oichem Tama Oichel by Kachin and by Truma." So the Baram Taisus read the Baram Taisus inside. Leman the Yomrim ain't Oichem Tama Oichel by the Raisa loy Paro. Without asking, the day has Hoisif the Mutal Hoisif Afshenei the Raisa. But the kash on other man the Yomrim, what is Rabbi Kiva adding on? Because here we're saying you're making Shlishi Hasheni when the Raisa already has it from the Raisa. Look at the Maror Taisus. It's an unbelievable thing. I'm going to view the Hachab and Ner Shamat Chizkinan. We're talking about a metal. Ner. The ner means the keli, the kli that holds the candle. So that is made out of metal. Now, Rahmana says by metal a certain unbelievable thing. That if you take metal and you touch a mace itself with a corpse, the metal becomes aviyav tumah. And Agumara says even more than that. If a person who's tummy from a corpse touches a metal, the metal becomes avatumah like him. Chalal cherev is not only by the corpse, it's also by the tummy mace. But chalal cherev, cherev harei kecholo. Bahavali avatomo. So it comes out that this ner becomes avatomo. So if it becomes avatomo, now you put the shem in it, it becomes a rishon. Because sova, shlishi mutter la soise rishon. The shlishi becomes, is mutter to make into a rishon. The shlishi you allow to make into a rishon, that's the chiddush of the salacha. The shlishi becomes a rishon. And it's more than a rishon. Rishon is shlishi becoming a sheni. Here, you can make the shlishi into the rishon. And what we're talking about, ner matris, that's an avatomo. So Gemara is a kasha. I have an etza. My duchri, the Rabbi Yehuda, look for your nesha matris. What was pushing Rabbi Yehuda to say that the Mishnah is talking about a specific case of a ner? Nesha matris, not a pashtus. Nukmoy v'nersha cheres. Why don't you say it's talking about a ner of cheres? Your question was, if it's nersha cheres, so it's only from a tummy mace, and it became a rishon, and that's a sheni, so that's not a chiddush. Nukmoy v'nersha cheres. Huma hoisif, it's still being mace, you know why? Dilo Hassam, in the first case, Tameh v'Tameh. Kachim, the halacha is, if it's a shlishi, it can make a revi. So it's called Tameh. It's a higher level. It's called Tameh. So you had a Tameh and a Tameh. The Tameh shlishi become a shame. That's not Shabbat Chiddush, because it already was enough to make all the things Tameh. It's not Shabbat Chiddush. Dilo Hacha, by Truma, when it's a shlishi, it can't make anything else afterwards into a revi. Because it ends right here, by a Truma. It's called a pasal. It's a possible tummy. So I'm making this now into a sheni, which give more tummy. We give more tummy.
He went from the together being a possible.
Possible, they're being a tummy. Because they're being a tummy. Are you going to ask me that the maisa, the shlishi of a chuma, can make a kachum tummy? So it could be a tummy. It can make a kachum tummy. So Tysus asks the kash, top Tysus. He says, Afrika of a shlishi of a chuma, metami akkadesh. So he says, no, but a tful yoim. A shlishi of tol yoyim is a shvach or a tumah. Can't make a shlishi if you want one. The yama can't make a revi by kodesh even. So therefore, here by tol yoyim, you're making it into a tumah. So I have a shmak of pshat. Don't say matcha. Say cheres. Your question is: you made a shlishi into sheni. No, this sheni was a bigger jump than the last time. From shlishi to sheni by kachim, they both when it was shlishi, give over tumah, and it was possible itself. And now it's also like same thing, sheni. Okay, went down one darga, but it's also here we're taking a shlishi that was only a pasul that couldn't give over tumah, couldn't make anything else tumah, and now it became a sheni. So that's why Rabbi Kiva's chiddush is a bigger chiddush. So Amar Rava, the reason why he didn't want to learn that pshat to answer this for a different reason. Mastisim Kashis is bothering the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah have to give a case of a ner that got tummy to tummy mace? What was the way we have the Gerus Gemara? What was the one we're saying is Tamei the Sheretz? Or like Rashi says, just say it was Tamei. And I know it's a Rishon. Why? Because a Keli can only be a Rishon, it can't be a Sheni. So if you want to say something's a Rishon, why did they give the specifics? It went into Tamei, right? Just say it's Tamei. I know it was Rishon then. Omer Rav, see some kashu say, my ear Tani Ner Shenitma Tami Meis Nistin Shenitma Sheretz. Or like I'm telling you, Rashi's ear says Nistin Shenitma, and now I know it's a Rishon. Ella now it speaks at Tami Meis. It's teaching us like this: Ezu Dava Shechaluka Tomaser and Tumas Meis Sheretz Havei Mezem Matches. Something special about Tami Meis, and it must be a matches metal. It became an Avatuma, and it made the Ner into Avatuma. And now when the Kachu goes in, it becomes a Rishon. The Truma goes in, it becomes a Rishon. And that's the Chiddush. You can even make it into a Rishon. So that's Rabbi Kiva's lomdus over here. We're learning Ner Shematches, and it becomes a Rishon. Omar Rava, Shemami No, you see from Rabbi Kiva that he holds, Kesav Rabbi Kiva, Tumas Mashkin Letame Acherim De Araisa. We'll just speak out outside a little bit, the Kash, and then we'll read it inside. According to Rabbi Kiva, what are you doing? You're taking Shemen oil, that was a Shlishi, and making it into a Rishon. That's what you're doing. You're putting it into Ner Shematches, that was a making it into a Rishon. Now who cares you made it into a Rishon? What's the difference between the Rishon? You wouldn't be able to eat it anyway. So now you make it the Rishon, what's the difference? It must be because this Rishon give over Tumah to other things. So that means you hold that Mashkin can make other things Tumah Midaraisa. You can make, then that's not so Pashut. There's a Tzad, there's a Madiyahu later on, that Mashkin, we obviously, Minatari can't make Kalim Tumah because Rishon doesn't make Kalim Tumah. Even food, there's a tzad in the Gemara that Minatayra, Mashkin doesn't make Oichel Minatayra Tumma, it's only Midrabbanim. There's a tzad like that in the Gemara later on. We are assuming now, until now, Oichel Mashkin, we have the Gemara Manalaf that makes the Raisa, but there's a tzad not like that. We're saying Rabbi Kiva has to hold that Tumas Mashkin is Mitama other things Midaraisa. And the Gemara explains how we got to that. Shemamino Kasab Rabbi Kiva, Tumas Mashkin, Latamechem the Raisa. The Yisaka diet of the Rabbanon, if it's only the Rabbanon, so let's analyze this. Mechti. Hai ner maika mahanya lahai, shemen. What exactly is this ner, which is an avatoma, what exactly is it doing to the shemen? Ilav sule, if they make it possible to use, to eat, sule gufei, how possible kai? It's possible. Even as a shlishi, it's possible. Memai, so Teretz says it must be, it's to make all the things tome. So you see, it's the araisa. Freiti gemara, memai. Dilma, maybe the derisa is taka is not matami, but dilma matami achayim is bottom. Maybe the chiddush of our mishnah is they taking this shlishi that was pasul now can matama other things midra bottom because the rishon now zok demar no it can't be midra bottom only because even midra bottom then my ear of avatoma doesn't have to touch avatoma to become a rishon. I feel a rishon v'sheni namitchila hava. There's a special chiddush by mashkin and we'll speak it out in a second exactly why that mashkin that touches either a rishon or a sheni becomes a rishon. So you don't have to have a Ner Shematches that was an Ava Tumma in order to become a Rishon. If it touches a Rishon or a Shein, it becomes a Rishon. The Tanan called Poisles Atruma, Metam Mashkin is Trila. Anything that's Poisles Atruma, which means anything that's a Sheini or a Rishon, becomes, if Mashkin touches it, becomes a Rishon. It's a Mechidosh Mashkin. And why they do that? So Rashi explains that since Mashkin is very easy to become Tummy because it's built in Hechsher. It doesn't need Hechsher. It's wet itself. It's in Hechsher. It's Mukhshim Eilav. Therefore, Kahanim want to be very careful. We say, every Mashkin's a Rishon. That's what we say. Every Mashkin's a Rishon. It's a Rabbanon Degadin. So if you're looking in the Rabbanon, you don't have to say the Ner Shematches and I touch the Tummy Mace. You don't have to say that because every Mashkin's a Rishon automatically if it's the Rabbanon. I'm talking about the Rabbanons. So obviously, we're not talking about Rabbanons. The Loch is, Grada Chutz Mutful Yoim, by the way. That Tful Yoim, that even though Tful Yoim is Tameh, a Tful Yoim can make Chuma Shlishi, it can make Mashkin a Rishon or Sheni. And why? Because since that's the Raisa de Gatoma Tful Yoim that makes Shlishi, it's ain't the retired Shri Chizuk. You don't need Chizuk and it doesn't make Mashkin a, that's only thing that doesn't make Mashkin into a Rishon. But Al Kapana, what you do see is that if it would be the Rabbanon's our Mishnah, you wouldn't have to tell your mate. So Al Karcha our Mishnah is in the world of the Raisas. In the world of the Raisas, where Akiva is saying, give me Moise of Tumah, but making this Truma into a Rishon. Who cares? It must be the Raisa. A Mashkin's Matama, other things. El Shvam, no, the Raisi. See for me that a Mashkin's Matama, other foods, mid the Raisa. That's why it's a Chiddush. They're taking the Shlishi, making it into a Rishon, which can Matama, other foods with the Raisa. That is a Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of the Salah. So, we learned in the Mishnah. But after we brought down Rabbi Chanina Chizkana Kahanim, that says you'll have Rabbi Moisef Tumah on Kachim. And then we brought down Rabbi Akiva, says you'll have Rabbi Moisef Tumah on something. You'll have Rabbi Moisef Tumah on Chuma. Now we said afterwards, Rabbi Meir said, from you two Gedolim, we learn, that's what we learn Pashat, that Erev Pesach, they had to take Chuma to Haira and burn Chuma to Meir. Now, how does that work? That's the Gemara I was going to talk. Midvareim deman, from who we're learning this from? You learn from Rabbi Chanina Chizkana Kahanim. You learn from Rabbi Chanina Chizkana Kahanim. Yidami, hasam tamim v'tamim. They're taking truma tameya, kachim tameya, which is grada shlishi, and burning it with a rishon. Okay, so that's a riot to us taking truma tahira. It's not a riot to truma tahira. Hachatar v'tamim. By us, by truma, it's tar v'tamim. Don't bring a riot from there. Ve'elo v'divrei Akiva, bring a riot from Akiva. Midami hasam pasul v'tamim. The other truma was pasul until yom and coming tamim. Hachatar v'tamim. Again, it's tar. What's the riot? What is the right? Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara understands that if Truma would be talking about in the seventh hour, like Tosfos speaks out, and it's already Erev Pesach, seventh hour, then he would understand that he could burn it together with the Truma Tameh. Because then it's Mamash Pasul. It's also about, no, it's Mamash, you can't use it. But it's Mamash what Tosfos says that our case of Sreif is, the regular time making Sreif is Chametz. And at that time, Heiler put Truma to Rahiro with Tameh. The Mice are making a Tameh, and it's not also with the Raisa yet. So the Mice must be Rameya, have a Pshad Rameya. Name it Gesov Rameya, Mastisim Ba'ava Tuma de Raisa, Bevlara Tuma de Rabbanon. Maybe our mission is talking about Avatoma deraisa, because like Rashi says, every Avatoma is deraisa. But he's saying the case of the basa that was nitma, that was a shlishi, it came from a derabanan. It came from a derabanan. What's the example of that? Like a keli that got tamei from mashkin, because with deraisa, a oichel and mashkin not matamakli, because a oichel can't be Avatoma. But the Rabbanim were geyser, the mashkin are metamekli. This is a different halacha than before. Not to be accused of halacha before. The halacha that the mashkin is metamekli, otu mashke the zav. A zav and a zava, their discharges, which could be liquidy, even a liquid, like meraglayim or their spit, that halacha, that's avatoma. That type of liquid is metama kalim, because it's avatoma. So if we made a gzeira, even a rishon that's a mashke, even though recently he's not Matama Kalim, and there are bundle of Matama, Otu Mashkin Dazat. So he wants to learn that our Mishnah that said that this boss was of Lara Tumah, it came through the track of the Rabbanan. The track was like this. You had a Rishon, Mashkin Dara Rishon, and Matama Kali, which is only the Rabbanan. And that Kali is Matama the Basar, and made it a Shlishi. So our Mishnah, when it says that this thing was Shlishi, it wasn't the Rice Digger Shlishi, it was the Rabbanan Digger Shlishi. Name of our mayor, Masisim ba'ava toma deraisa, v'lara toma derabanan. The deraisa tar ma'aliyah, the deraisa that basa was tar. And you see still, you let it burn that together with the rishon. You're making it the sheni deraisa now. You're making it the sheni deraisa. You took a shlishi derabanan sheni deraisa. Therefore, ba'as also, you could take truma, which midrabanan's asa bahana, and it's tar, and burn it together with the truma tmeya. And Rashi says even more, and here also, it's oichel to oichel, which anyway is derabanan. Means from Chinis Kana Kanim, you see you can burn truma together, truma tahira together, truma tmei erev Pesach. You telling me this is tar? This is tamei. Teretz is we see from our Mishnah, even though something that midaraisa is tar, and we're allowed to burn with that. Here also, even though something is midaraisa tar, and we're allowed to eat midaraisa, and we're allowed to burn with the other thing. So what we're saying is midaraya means from the words of Chinis Kana Kanim with the knech that's going into the rabbanon. Then you see this halacha of burning Chametz Erev Pesach. And Metz Shem, on the next year, we'll start with Rosh Lakish's Pshat and what Medivreya means, and the other Pshatim also, what Medivreya means.